Friday marks the beginning of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, some families of senior citizens are finding ways to celebrate together, even when they have to be apart.
Every year on Rosh Hashanah, Gail Walk celebrates with her relatives.
It's being family. It's having everybody together and, you know, talking about all different things and laughing and just, you know, it's just family.
This year is different. Loved ones can't gather because of the coronavirus, and her mother, who has Alzheimer's, has already been confused by the changes since the pandemic began. New York State has put restrictions on visitations to nursing homes like the Jewish Senior Life Center, where her mother lives.
The whole thing is very confusing. You know, we get a 15-minute window visit, and it takes my mother maybe 10 of those 15 minutes to understand why I can't come in into her apartment.
So, with social distancing in mind, on the day before Rosh Hashanah, Walk and others formed a parade outside of the senior center. Horns honk, cowbells rattle, a rabbi blows the shofar, a ram's horn that signals the new year, repentance, and inner reflection. And while the CDC announced on Wednesday that a COVID-19 vaccine may not be widely available until late 2021, possibly after next Rosh Hashanah, Walk says that the best we can do is to seek to be kinder in the new year. Noel Evans, WXXI News.